We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, enthusiastic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe.
Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Bolivia supports maternal and child health. In Animal News, an award-winning American author's new book explains the important role our co-inhabitants have played in human evolution. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation, a United Arab Emirates nonprofit. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 29, esteemed philosopher and writer Mr. Juan Bautista Alberdi was born in 1810 in Tucumán Province, Argentina. Considered one of the most influential Argentines in history, Mr. Alberdi wrote Bases and Starting Points for the Political Organization of the Argentine Republic. This work was later developed into the country's first constitution, adopted in 1853. May more individuals work for the betterment of their country and the lives of their fellow co-citizens, as did the exceptional Mr. Juan Bautista Alberdi.
Flying news. Hurricane Irene claims lives in the USA. After hitting the Caribbean and the Bahamas last week, the massive storm moved northward, making landfall in the eastern coastal state of North Carolina on Saturday, August 27th. With nearly 2 million who had been evacuated as a precaution, 9 people had perished in storm-related incidents as of Sunday morning. Tornadoes had also left damage in North Carolina and Virginia as the storm continued moving up the coast, bringing gale-force winds and flooding to Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama declared a state of emergency across 9 of the most affected states. According to utility reports, nearly 2 million homes and businesses had lost power by the early hours of Sunday. Ahead of the storm, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg had also ordered the unprecedented evacuation of 370,000 people, over 3,700 of whom sought refuge in the city's shelters, while the entire public transit system, which carries 8.5 million people each weekday, was shut down for the first time.
Airlines, meanwhile, canceled over 9,000 flights this weekend from North Carolina to Massachusetts. Assisting in rescue and relief efforts were 7,500 National Guard troops, and the American Red Cross opened over 150 shelters from North Carolina to Connecticut. On Sunday, the hurricane was downgraded to tropical storm status, but was still forecast to bring torrential rains and high-speed winds.
When the hurricane had first struck last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai had sent all her love and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please find out from local officials whether help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperate, adding that funds for urgent necessities are available.
Our appreciation, all governments, organizations, personnel, and volunteers working to ease conditions for the storm afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. As we pray for the protection of those in the storm's path, may our concerted endeavors of greater kindness help such calamities subside.
Czech Republic, Germany, Iran, and Vanuatu rattled by quakes. As of Friday, August 26th, The Geophysical Institute, Academy of Sciences of the Czech Republic, recorded nearly 10,000 temblors since the previous Tuesday in western Bohemia of Czech Republic, near the border with Germany. At least 8 measured higher than 3.0 on the Richter scale and could be felt in the Czech towns of Karlovy Vary, Birch and Luby, as well as in Chemnitz, Germany.
On Saturday morning, southern Iran was jolted by a 4.4 magnitude tremor, centered 48 kilometers west of Khazarun in Fars province. A magnitude 5.2 quake then shook the South Pacific island of Vanuatu as it struck 49 kilometers south of Port Vila. There were fortunately no reports of injuries or damage for any of these events. With relief for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such disturbing events may be minimized as humanity's eco-carrying ways restore the Earth's stability as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poisoned.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then,
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Còn hy vọng ngày sau.
trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loài thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đầu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 513. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Abkhazia elects new president. In elections held on Friday, August 26, Alexander Ongvab received 55% of the popular vote, as reported by Election Commission Chairperson Butal Tabagua. This presidential vote is the first since Russia recognized the nation's autonomy in 2008. The president-elect, who is also currently vice president and has previously served as interior minister, pledged continued democracy for the Abkhazian people, as he assured that constitutional rights would be upheld.
He spoke of a wish to develop international relations, saying that he hoped to demonstrate Abkhazia's worthiness as an independent nation to the world. Our respectful congratulations, President-elect Ongvab, for your new role. May your leadership be successful in serving the highest goals of fellow citizens and your country.
Mother Bear ends cub's life to avert prolonged torture. The account of a witness working on a bear bile farm in northwest China, as described in Asia One News. states that a mother bear burst from her cage after hearing her cub cry out in fear as workers prepared to puncture the cub's stomach for bile extraction. The workers fled in panic as the mother bear rushed to the cub and tried to release the chained infant. Failing to do so, she hugged the baby until it perished, thus avoiding a life of certain torture and severe trauma.
The mother was then seen running headfirst into a wall in a tragic attempt to end her own life. Bile farm bears are known to exhibit behavior such as punching their own stomachs due to the pain of the bile extraction process, for which metal encasements are placed around their torsos. Organizations like Animals Asia have been working for several years to end this cruel practice altogether, saying that both synthetic and plant-based alternatives already exist for the extract that is said to have certain healing properties in traditional medicines.
We are deeply sorrowed by the heartbreaking loss and mistreatment of the beautiful bears. May humanity waken to see the love and intelligence in all life and prevent such cruelty by choosing animal-free options for all foods and medicines. Upon knowing of this incident, Supreme Master Ching Hai cried so much in anguish, saying, "How can we or any human do such a thing to the so sensitive co-inhabitants, the bear? Imagine it's you.
Imagine you are human, and then some other bigger race, you know, more powerful and more able, come and put you in a cage, toss you around, poke you all over, cut your throat, or just skin you alive. Imagine it's you. And we do that. We do that to many animals. I have no more tears to cry. All the animals that have been harassed, have been molested, they will go direct to heaven. Now I'm so sorry for the human who do all this and relate it to this kind of criminal, excuse me, murderous act. Just to earn money or to have a luxury life or style, I don't know. We could replace all animals' products with, you know, simple synthetic bulk product, you know, natural product. Nowadays we are very advanced, we can do everything. We don't have to kill animals to eat, and in such a fashion while they are living, we torture them more than hell. Not just killing them to eat, but the way they live their life. My God, how can our conscience ever forgive ourselves? I have no idea how.
Sailors freed in Somalia. Following the October 2010 detainment in the Indian Ocean of 24 crew members, comprised of one Romanian, three Greek, three Montenegrin, one Serbian, and 16 Philippine nationals, 23 were released on Friday, August 26. Sadly, one seafarer on the Greek tanker MT Polar died of a stroke during their captivity. The remaining crew are reported to be safe and well. With sympathies for the loss of a cherished life, we are also thankful for the peaceful safety of the other 23 sailors, wishing them many loving reunions with eagerly awaiting loved ones.
Save our planet. Solar-powered drip systems from the United States-based non-profit Solar Electric Light Fund is enabling small-scale farmers in the West African country of Benin, many of whom are women, to sustainably irrigate their fields and grow fresh produce during the six-month dry season for the first time.
Save Our Planet. A study published in the journal Nature on August 24, 2011, reports that changes in climate are linked with unrest in countries, with tropical nations having double the risk of conflict during the warm and dry El Niño weather effect, especially compared to the cooler La Niña.
Warning news. In one of the largest studies of its kind, United States researchers evaluating nearly 1,600 women in Argentina, Brazil, and Chile found that the children of mothers who smoke during pregnancy are at 40% higher risk of delays in neurological development during a critical phase of growth between 3 and 24 months of age.
I'm Pomosh.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hallie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. And by the way, we're so glad to be healthy vegans.
We have a tip to share on keeping your home cool by growing green curtains.
They are made of plants such as begonia or bottle gourd, which are cultivated in containers.
As they grow, they climb up a garden net placed in front of a window. The plants naturally release water to the atmosphere, which helps prevent the room temperature from rising.
Enjoy your gorgeous natural cooling system.
Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for watching.
And now for the weather around the world.
Good Governance News, Bolivia supports maternal and child health. According to Prensa Latina News, Deputy Health Minister of Bolivia, His Excellency Martin Macherano, announced that there has been an increase of children born in medical centers and hospitals from 50% to 70%. His Excellency Macherano credited the government-sponsored Juana Azurde bonus for contributing to the benefit of expectant mothers and children up to 2 years of age. The goal of this initiative is to enhance infant and maternal survival rates. Our accolades and appreciation, Bolivia, for your dedication to the well-being of your kind citizens. May every generation be blessed with much vibrancy in life.
In Animal News, an award-winning American author's new book explains the important role our co-inhabitants have played in humanity's development. In the highly praised publication, The Animal Connection, Dr. Pat Shipman, professor of anthropology at Penn State University, uses a recent radiocarbon dating study to demonstrate that people were having canine companions 32,000 years ago. Dr. Shipman also illustrates how significant the relationship with animals has been to humans throughout history, as shown by ancient cave artwork. The author states, "Animals were not incidental to our evolution into Homo sapiens. They were essential to it. They are what made us human." Congratulations, Dr. Pat Shipman, on this fantastic book. May it help many people realize how blessed we are to be sharing the planet with our marvelous animal co-inhabitants. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, featuring a United Arab Emirates humanitarian organization, which is dedicated to helping people in need throughout the world. We'll check with the angels, be right back. Please stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, resplendent news for a glorious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment presenting the Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation of the United Arab Emirates, which supports individuals in receiving needed medical care.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation is dedicated to helping those in need both in the United Arab Emirates and around the world. The nonprofit was founded in 1992 by His Highness Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, the first president of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Abu Dhabi.
The Zayed Foundation provides funding to residents of the United Arab Emirates who are originally from other countries and require medical treatment beyond their financial capability. Furthermore, the Zayed Foundation is one of the groups which sponsors missions of the Emirates World Mobile Humanitarian Hospital.
The Zayed Foundation also brings relief to areas that have been affected by natural disasters. Construction and restoration of mosques all over the world is another focus of the nonprofit. Our heartfelt gratitude to Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation for your gracious assistance to brethren. May many individuals gain great benefit from your devoted service to humanity with Allah's abundant blessings.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation with the Shining World Leadership Award and $30,000 as a token of contribution with all love and gratitude.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Jamaican entitled Hearing Voices.
The shrink did ask a whole heap of questions for testing patient. You ever hear voices and don't know who a chat or where the voice them a come from? Yes, sir, me hear them. And I when this happen? When me answer the phone, sir.
And now for our viewers' heartlines from Theosophy's Isis Unveiled, Volumes 1 and 2 on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
The Secret Doctrine is a great book. Paweł from Poland.
Thanks for the show. Viewer from the United States.
Greetings, Paweł, and friend from the United States. It's wonderful to hear from you. The Theosophical Society founder, Madame H.P. Blavatsky's Spiritual Revelations on Humans, Profound Yearnings and the Paramount Importance of the Plant-Based Diet are still ever relevant today. May you and all the God-loving people of Poland and the United States be blessed with inner peace and joy.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting South Korean President Lee Myung-bak and Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev discuss matters and progress being made toward a jointly run medical facility in Astana, Kazakhstan, as they also agree to the construction of a new technology center that will further enhance their country's relations.
Venezuelan National Statistics Institute President Elias El Yuri reports that thanks to certain policy measures, including a $4 billion U.S. dollar investment by the government to improve quality of life for the less fortunate, poverty levels in the country continue to decline.
The United States and several members of the United Nations Security Council move to unfreeze Libyan assets in overseas banks so that they can be directed toward meeting urgent humanitarian needs.
To accommodate the growing number of students seeking plant-based meals, the University of North Texas, USA, is opening the country's first all-vegan cafeteria, highlighting the lifestyle's benefits to health and a sustainable world.
The upper chamber of the Uzbek parliament approves a law raising the legal age for alcohol and tobacco sales to 20, as it also prohibits advertising and sales within 500 metres of educational institutions and bans altogether the use of these harmful substances in public areas and workplaces.
PJ's Pets, a nationwide animal companion shop chain in Canada, announces that beginning September 1st, 2011, their 41 stores will no longer sell puppies and instead facilitate adoptions by making space available for animals coming from agencies and shelters instead.
For their loving and considerate actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring PJ Peets with the Shining World Compassion Award.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.